Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
I've never experienced an earthquake over 6 on the Richter scale. Maybe nothing over 5. I can barely begin to comprehend the scale of damage in Haiti with its magnitude 7 earthquake. Magnitude 7 is 10 times greater than 6 and 100 times more powerful than a magnitude 5 earthquake. The collapsed buildings, people dying or dead in the streets or in the rubble, and the general shortages of food, water, and medical care leave me, well, sad's an inadequate word, but I'll use it. And it makes me wonder, how would Haiti have fared if it had been more resilient before the quake? Could stronger local economies have prevented some of the destruction in the quake and led to a faster recovery afterwards? It was less than 2 years ago, in 2008, that we received reports of food shortages in Haiti so great that there was widespread eating of mud cakes. Mud cakes. They don't build strong bodies in a lot of ways. The Guardian, in July 2008, quoted a 35-year-old mud cake producer, Marie Carmel Baptiste, as saying, "It stops the hunger. You eat them when you have to." Unquote. One reason people were eating mud in Haiti was the high price of grains, as high oil prices led ethanol production to gobble up corn harvests. By mid-2008, while rice prices had risen 30% in developed countries, they had risen 300% in Haiti, so Haiti was especially hard hit by the price rises. According to Raj Patel, the author of Stuffed and Starved, another reason is that international institutions had destroyed local rice farming in Haiti. In the early 1980s, Haiti grew most of its own rice. Then the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank lent it money on the condition that it drop tariffs on imported rice. This allowed cheap, subsidized U.S. rice to flood the market and drive local farmers out of business. Hunger got so bad in Haiti in 2008 that the prime minister was overthrown following food riots in April. The hunger of 2008 was a product of a long-term path of unsustainable development. In his book Collapse, Jared Diamond contrasts Haiti and the Dominican Republic, Haiti's sister country on the island of Hispaniola. Diamond says that back in the 19th century, France imported far more slaves into Haiti than Spain did into the Dominican Republic. Haiti has less land and less rain, yet it got a higher population. It still has a higher population. And the forested hills of Haiti were denuded by French timber importers as early as the 19th century. In the last 40 years, the Dominican Republic developed hydroelectricity and imported fossil fuels to spare their forests, while Haitians continued stripping their land for charcoal fuel. Aerial photos of the border shows green forests on the Dominican side and brown hillsides on the Haitian side. James Howard Kunstler famously refers to the 21st century as a time of the long emergency, when declining fossil fuel availability hurts us directly and gives even us rich countries less power to handle things like pandemics, climate change, food shortages, and, well, earthquakes, and other emergencies. Can we learn any lessons from Haiti? It's hard to say. I'm up here in Vermont. How would a wealthier, more self-sufficient Haiti have fared with a quake? I've seen some speculation that if they had preserved their forest and used local timber sustainably harvested to build homes, they would have seen fewer buildings collapse. The thought, I guess, is that wooden homes would be less brittle than the concrete buildings many people live in there. Local preparedness is all many people had during the crucial first 24, 48, 72 hours or more. Farms and gardens full of food, households with fresh water reserves, first aid kits in homes, widespread skills in basic first aid, all this surely would have been helpful. It underscores the importance of strong economies for local production of essentials, but from this distance at least, I don't see any new lessons. And it sure doesn't help any Haitians now to say it could have been different. Maybe none of this would have helped the Haitians in the immediate aftermath of the earthquake. Sometimes no preparation is enough for the devastating forces of the earth. However that may be, local production of food, without competition from subsidized U.S. rice, would have made life better in the pre-quake days when people were eating mud to stay alive. And it's something to think about when rebuilding Haiti after the initial recovery from this devastating earthquake. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.